You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Modern dating can sometimes feel like a full-time job, and a lot of singles right now, maybe this is you, are experiencing dating fatigue, right? Where you're just at it and at it and at it, and you're like, I'm done. I want to throw in the towel. I'm actually better off being single than going on dates that lead nowhere. We're going to talk about all that and more, and essentially how to get through dating fatigue and stay in the game so that you can ultimately get out of the game, because that's obviously the goal. And meet your person. So if this sounds interesting to you, please keep listening because we're going to talk about all that and more today. Hey there, it's your girl Nelly, matchmaker and dating coach. We talk about all things high value dating, how to meet your person, how to find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy, and also how to become a high value single, because as I always say, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if that sounds interesting to you, please make sure you follow and subscribe to this podcast, and I can't wait to take you along this journey. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. So I was scrolling on TikTok yesterday, and I have a bit of an issue where I am always on TikTok. I feel like it's a bit of a bottomless pit. You open the app and you just cannot get off the app. And then 3 hours go by and you're like, wait, I'm still doing this. I'm still scrolling. Well, anyways, I was on TikTok and I came across this video, and I wanted to play you guys part of it because I think it really gets to the heart of how a lot of people are feeling right now about dating and the exhaustion and fatigue that comes with modern dating. So, and by the way, I've heard this from several of my clients. I hear this from my friends, and I wanted to play it for you. So let's go ahead and just listen.
Is anyone else just tired of dating? Because I'm so tired of pointless conversations and meaningless interactions with people that go absolutely nowhere. Honestly, getting to the point where I'm just going to be the single aunt. And I think I'm okay with that.
Whew. That may or may not shock you. If you're listening and you've been a part of the podcast for a while, probably doesn't shock you. And if that's not something that you've personally felt, maybe you know someone who has, in which case, please send them this episode. But how do you get through this dating app fatigue? How do you navigate dating when you go on dates, you put yourself out there and nothing transpires? And maybe this has happened for months, maybe this has happened for years, and you're like, honestly, I don't even know if it's worth it anymore. I am tired of putting on a full outfit. If you're a guy, you know, maybe you spend a lot of money on these dates and you're like, they're not going anywhere. So is there even a point? Or even if you're not a guy, right? You're spending money on getting ready for the date. You're putting your time and energy into these dates. You're talking to strangers, having to reintroduce yourself, and they're just not leading to anything. And understandably, that can be a very exhausting process. And you know, they say the definition of insanity is continuing to do the same thing over and over again, even when it's not working. So it is slightly insane to continue doing something that's not yielding any results, right? If it was a business and not your dating life, and you were spending money on a certain marketing strategy and that wasn't leading to sales, you probably would stop doing that marketing strategy, right? You'd recalibrate and maybe take a break or try something new or potentially close your doors down. So I don't blame anyone who feels this way. In fact, I have so many good friends of mine who are single, and this is absolutely what they say to me every single time dating comes up. It's like, Nelly, I did it. Like, I have one friend, for example, guys, and she went on, I kid you not, maybe I've even shared this before, 41 first dates last year, just first dates alone, not including second dates or third dates. And she said to me on multiple occasions, you know, I don't really know if dating is a numbers game anymore, because I've gone at it and I've, you know, I've had high volume of dates that haven't really led to anything meaningful. It's really easy to understand how frustrating that can be. And she's, you know, understandably fed up. And I have another girlfriend of mine too, who very similarly invested almost 2 years of her life into just dating. She told me she'd spend like an hour on a dating app every single day so that every week she'd have a lineup of dates, and none of them, you know, really panned out into something long term. So if this is something that you have personally dealt with, just give yourself some grace and understand that, like, yeah, you have every right to feel fed up. You have every right to feel frustrated. But let's talk solutions, because at the end of the day, guys, it's one thing to complain about our problems. It's another to not acknowledge that maybe there are things we can be doing to set us up for success that we're not really taking into consideration. Something I always say, and I definitely did not invent this quote, but I live by it, is don't chase attract. How do you become the type of person who attracts dating opportunities? Like, I'll speak for myself. I was just at the gym this morning. Two guys came up to me. I was walking back from the gym. Another guy came up to me. I am naturally a very magnetic person, but I've had to, well, maybe not naturally, but I have had to train myself to become magnetic and step into that frequency where I attract opportunities everywhere I go. Becoming the type of person who vibrates on a high frequency, and I know this sounds kind of woo-woo, but just follow me, will actually open up more opportunities for you to manifest love in, as opposed to chasing it and seeking it out. Now, you can be going on dates, and dates are very important, right? Obviously, if you're not putting yourself out there at all, then you're not going to find that person. So it sounds slightly counterintuitive, like going out and putting yourself out there, giving people a chance, being open to the possibility of a first date transpiring into a second or third date. That's all amazing, right? But if you're going into these dates with a lot of expectation that these are going to pan out into something else, you're putting a lot of pressure on that interaction. And I actually think when you put so much on that one interaction, especially a first date where it's really more of a get to know you, you might be setting yourself up for, you know, a situation that doesn't exactly line up the way you want. That's why they say when you're not looking, you find love. It's not so much that you're not open to it. It's just when you're not going into interactions, dates, opportunities with this emphasis that, oh, if I don't find someone here or if this date doesn't lead to something else, then it's a failure. I really implore you guys to go into dating experiences with a very open mind and almost like an attitude of, hey, maybe this will go somewhere and maybe it won't. This is a potential new friend or a potential new connection. Take all of the romantic pressure out of the equation, because I think that's sometimes where you might find yourself frustrated because you've got such high expectations. And if someone doesn't live up to those expectations, or if a date doesn't, you know, again, turn into a second date, then you come plummeting down and you feel like, oh, well, this was all for nothing, right? Also, adopting an attitude of nothing is for nothing, right? Anytime you meet someone and you quickly realize that they are not the person you're meant to be with, that actually just means you're one step closer to meeting the person you are meant to be with. And that's part of why having an abundance-based mindset is so critical. And I talk about it so much, because if you're going into dating with a pessimistic, negative attitude, even if you're going on dates, right, you're going in with this attitude of, on the contrary, right, well, this is probably not going to go anywhere. Guess what? It probably isn't, because you already have that attitude before you even meet that person. You're already setting yourself up and that person up for failure from a dating and relationship standpoint. Yes, it would be, wrong of me to not acknowledge that we are living in tough times dating-wise. The culture of singles right now is not conducive to long-term relationships the way it was when our parents and our grandparents were getting together, because we have so many options right now, a plethora of options and singles. A lot of people have adopted this grass is greener mentality, right? And there's so many people and singles that it's almost like the paradox of choice. You don't want to make the wrong decision because, you know, if you do, then maybe you're missing out on someone better. So that's part of the problem with modern dating, is like we have a lot of people who are single and constantly in search of the next best thing. Plus, you couple that with social media and the exposure to singles. And, you know, I think there are a lot of relationships on display now, so it's natural for people to compare their relationships to someone else's and think, oh, well, that person has it better because that girl got 12 dozen roses and a Cartier bracelet on Valentine's Day or whatever, you know, it might be. When in reality, we don't know what's happening behind closed doors. So, you know, back in when our parents were getting together and, you know, older generations were coupling up, they didn't have that type of standard that they were comparing each other to, because, you only knew the people you knew, right? You weren't seeing a million people on social media every single day. So my point is, we are living in a difficult time. I said this before, you know, we're living in a relationship recession, essentially. And how you beat that relationship recession is also level setting your own expectations and trying to be really authentic to who you are when you're meeting people in real life, right? I personally think it's not good to look at people online before you meet them, because you never know who someone could actually be when they're off social media, right? And showing up really authentic, and I keep saying this, but truly vibrating high in your own life, so that when you're in person with someone, your energy is so contagious and so magnetic that people want to show up better for you. That's a really important part. If you want to have better options too in dating and you don't feel like you're attracting options who are up to par, then it's worthwhile to also introspect and ask yourself, am I showing up as the best version of myself energetically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and of course, physically too? We're going to talk a little bit more about that after the break, so stay with me. And I hope that this is all making sense. I know I'm kind of all over the place right now, but there's no one fix for this issue, right? It's partly environmental, right? The climate that we're living in, but it's also partly individualistic, how you're showing up. You have manifested your life for better and for worse. And so if you want to manifest better dating prospects and more dating opportunities and higher quality dating opportunities that ultimately lead to a relationship, it also starts with you. And we're going to talk about that, like I said, after the break.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Thanks for staying with me through the break, guys. So something interesting that I wanted to share with you is Forbes actually published an article and they revealed that 78% of dating app users are exhausted on the dating apps. They are exhausted by their dating lives, despite the fact that they're on the apps trying to meet people. So this is a very widespread issue and it's not unique to you. I know a lot of people, and I mentioned this before, are going through this right now. And a lot of my matchmaking clients too, the reason they work with me as a matchmaker is they're like, I've been on the apps. I've tried meeting people in person and I'm just not meeting high quality enough singles. Because here's the thing, and I'm willing to bet that if you are someone who puts yourself out there and you are someone who goes on a lot of dates and is fatigued, you probably don't have an issue meeting people. You have an issue meeting people who are up to par. You have an issue meeting people who you are impressed by and who you deem as good enough for you. And that's perfectly fine, right? You're allowed to have high standards for others. But if you're going to have high standards for others, then you also need to ensure you have high standards for yourself. I would even say higher standards for yourself than you do other people. Why? Because the standards you set determine the life that you get, right? If you want someone who brings a lot to the table, make sure you're also bringing a lot to the table in the context of the type of partner you're trying to attract in. If you want someone, for example, who leads a very healthy, proactive life, who travels, who lives life to the fullest, who enjoys, you know, for example, spending money on themselves or likes quality things or really prioritizes their happiness and is professionally successful, has good friendships, start with you. Start with you making sure that you create a life like that for yourself, because that's actually how you're going to position yourself to meet that person quicker. That's how you accelerate the manifestation process. And ultimately, and I say this and I sound like a broken record because I say this all the time, we don't attract what we want in life, we attract what we are. So if you're not holding yourself to the same standard and becoming the type of person that you want to attract, you're not going to meet that person quicker. Or you might meet that person, but they might feel like they could do better than you, right? Let's be honest. That's how a lot of people think right now. So when you become the type of person you'd want to attract in and you really hold yourself to very high standards, you're going to put yourself on a better path to attract that person in as well. And, you know, I mentioned this before the break. We can't just focus on one bucket of life. Like the way I look at life is we've got spiritual. So like our, you know, inner spirituality or religion, if you are someone who practices religion, or even if you're an atheist, by the way, like just your kind of internal well-being and connection with the creator or with life itself. Secondly, your intellectual side, right? Are you mentally stimulated? Are you growing and expanding from a mindset standpoint? Third, your professional, you know, standing. Like, are you trying to be successful in whatever it is that you do, right? Whether that's being the best artist you can be or being the best banker you can be or the best entrepreneur you can be, right? Are you working toward goals in that way? And then, you know, physical as well, right? We are visual people. I hear it from women and I hear it from men all the time. I need someone I'm attracted to. And that is totally fair, but people are not going to give you a chance if they don't find you physically attractive. You can have all the other ingredients in that pie. You can have the intellectual, the professional, the spiritual, but if the physical isn't there because you've neglected it, it's going to be difficult for you to attract the kind of partner you want to attract. So I would say to anyone, you know, make sure you are solid in each of those places. I know that we never truly arrive, like the goalpost always moves. For example, for myself, you know, I feel great right now, but I'm also thinking about how much better I could be. And I was in the same boat a year ago and I was in the same boat 5 years ago. So like it always continues to move forward and we never truly arrive, right? It's a marathon, not a sprint. But continue working on yourself is more the point. Be someone who's got goals. Be someone who's forward thinking. Because when you don't have goals and you're not moving in a direction that is putting you on a path toward becoming better and better every single day, you're essentially in a place, the only other place I can think of, which is waiting for someone to make your life better. For example, I know a lot of people love to travel, but they're waiting for someone to travel with. You don't have to wait for someone to travel with. You can go and take that trip yourself, right? If you want to go volunteer in Africa, don't wait for a boyfriend or a girlfriend to do that with. Go do that first. And guess what? When you're doing something you love, you're probably going to meet someone who's compatible to you because they're also going to be doing something that they love. And boom, you guys already have that in common. Another example is, like I said, you know, if you are someone who really wants a successful partner, think about what that person probably wants, right? If you're not successful yourself and you're looking for someone to fill that void, start with you. Start with becoming better at managing your finances or, you know, improving yourself professionally. And this is how you're naturally going to start attracting higher quality partners. And you're also going to become the type of person who's a lot more magnetic. And you're not going to find yourself in this chasing energy where you're going on dates, trying to find someone to fill in voids. Now, going on dates is important, right? We can't essentially manifest a partner if we're sitting at home all day. So we need to put ourselves out there. We need to be on the apps or, you know, starting conversations in person, having open energy, telling our friends, hey, set me up if you know anyone, maybe even working with a matchmaker, right? Diversification is key. It's almost like investing. The more you diversify, the more likely you are to yield results. And it's the same in dating. That said, if you're not showing up in the best energy you could be showing up in on these dates or out in person, then you're blocking off prospects from pursuing you. So it's really important that we kind of ensure we're doing all those things. And it seems exhausting because it is, right? It is. But when you are bringing a lot to the table, you're actually going to feel a lot less dependent on someone else coming into your life and making you happy. You're not going to be operating from a place of, I need to get this partner because I want to have kids in 5 years, or I need to find a wife because I, you know, don't feel like I can bring anyone to my corporate dinner, you know, who's good enough and like all my colleagues are married and all my friends are married. When you're relaxed in your state and you're like, I actually have everything I need inside me, and if someone came into my life, it would just be a cherry on top. That calmness, essentially the opposite of desperation, is how you're going to start attracting people in even quicker, right? And that's why, like I said earlier, they all say, because it's true, you find someone and meet someone when you're not looking. Because when you're focused on yourself and you're doing things that you love with people you love, you become a lot more attractive energetically. And when you start showing up for yourself, again, and even in the physical world, you become more attractive, right? So all of those ingredients need to be there. But when you are in that state, you're going to feel a lot better about going on dates with people because you're going to be excited about the people you're going on dates with because you're showing up for yourself better. So you're naturally going to start attracting more quality people. It is almost like a positive feedback loop. You need all of those different ingredients. You can't just go on dates and expect to meet a great partner if you're not showing up for yourself in the day to day. But you also can't just show up for yourself in the day to day and neglect your dating life altogether. In other words, not prioritize relationships, not prioritize friendships, not, you know, open up avenues to meet new people. So you really need to make sure that all of those things are in harmony. And that's actually when you're going to be, I think, the best off. With all that being said, we have to have a little bit of thicker skin in today's dating economy because people are dating differently than they were before. So we're going to talk a little bit more about how to handle modern dating and the trials and tribulations that come with modern dating after the break. Because like I said, before our last break, we're not living in the same generation that our parents were living in or our grandparents. That's why I also don't like to take advice from people from that generation when it comes to dating, because it's essentially like asking for advice on, you know, how to start a business before the internet, right? It's like, there might be some tips that might actually be helpful, but we're living in a totally different ecosystem now. So the rules have changed. The rules have completely changed. The players have changed. And we'll talk a little bit more about how to play the game to your advantage after the break. So stay with me. Thanks for staying with me through that break, guys. So while we were on break, I was actually thinking about a time back when I lived in Miami where I consciously decided to take a break from dating apps because I was just so fed up. And I was like, I cannot just be on these apps. No one good enough is coming into my path. The dates that I'm going on are not panning out. And I was like, enough is enough. I'm just going to delete the apps for a little bit and focus on myself. And I did. And it was actually really refreshing. And I wanted to share that with you. Like, don't force yourself to do something that you're not enjoying. Maybe this is a season where you need to be single. Maybe this is a season where you need to incubate and focus on becoming the best version of you. And something that I think was very helpful and transformative to my dating life and actually positioned me to be a lot more resilient is surrounding myself with people who also had a really positive and abundant mindset. Examples, like I didn't have a lot of married friends before because I'm young, I'm still in my 20s, and a lot of my girlfriends are not married. But I started to make friends just organically with women in their 30s who were married and some of them even divorced. And it's so different when you talk to people who are in healthy relationships, or even if they're divorced, have healthy relationships with their exes and have found love again, because that energy rubs off on you. Whereas if you're constantly around friends who are single and they're pessimistic and they're always talking about how much women suck or how much men suck, that's going to rub off on you. It's going to make you more pessimistic because negative energy, just like positive energy, is contagious. So really be mindful about the content you consume, the people you surround yourself with, because it is absolutely bleeding into your subconscious and that is cementing into your perception of your situation. So if you have friends, for example, who are like, I knew I was going to get married. I was chilling. In fact, here's my advice for you. Like, date as many people as possible. Put yourself out there. Be abundant. Be happy. Be vibey, right? Then you're going to be like, oh, well, this person is married and that seemed to work out for them. So yeah, maybe there's something to that versus can't go on another date again. All men suck. Men aren't chivalrous. X, Y, Z, right? That's not helping your situation at all. So be very cognizant of the people you are around and the way that they speak about their dating lives, because I guarantee that you may not have even realized how impactful that is on your perception of dating too. Okay, so that's number one, your friendships, the relationships in your life, and the content you consume. Also, something that really helped me become very abundant-based and very optimistic about dating is I seek out motivational content online all the time. I'm always, anytime I'm down, and yes, I have down days too, I'm always watching YouTube videos of people who are very inspirational. And this is not just even in dating. Sometimes it's in business. Sometimes it's in fitness, right? It's like some guy yelling at me on a YouTube video to go to the gym and show up for myself, even if it's at 6 a.m. because, you know, if I don't show up for myself, no one else is. Or even in business where it's like, you know, it's competitive. Get out there. You've got this. You can manifest this. Like, that kind of stuff really does change the way you move through this world. And if you don't have people in your circle who already operate that way yet, and the keyword is yet, then it's up to you to seek out that motivation somewhere else, which, you know, you even listening to this podcast, I think is a great thing because it's a form of you hopefully trying to seek out solutions and motivate yourself. And here's the thing, you have the ability to create your reality. And the way you respond to situations is essentially going to dictate how many other situations and opportunities you attract in. So like I, for example, had a situation, I was dating this guy and I really wanted it to work out and it didn't. And the response that I had back then was, oh, well, I'm obviously not good enough. The response I would have now to that is, no, that just wasn't my person. And thank God that person exited my life because that actually created so many more opportunities for me to become strong and a lot more, you know, in touch with who I am and what I really want and what I don't want, right? And so look at every setback as a setup and really try to put your trust in the universe and in your journey. What I mean by that is if you're showing up for yourself as the best version of yourself, when someone walks out of your life or when a dating situation doesn't pan out, your natural response is just going to be to bounce back and be like, actually, wasn't meant for me, as opposed to I'm not good enough. So that's why working on yourself is a very important step, and also why surrounding yourself with people and content and, you know, energy, wherever you get that energy from that puts you into a positive frequency, is so hypercritical. If you don't feel like dating right now, don't force it. Direction is so much more important than speed. So I would rather you be going in the right direction at a slower pace than speeding toward a destination that you're not meant to be on, okay? That you're not meant to be going toward. So don't put all of this kind of urgency on yourself to find your person and manifest love quickly. The quicker you understand that you have to start with you and being the best version of you, the quicker you're going to meet that person, okay? The more you start working on yourself, the more in alignment you're going to be with the person you're meant to be with, as opposed to trying to rush into a relationship for the sake of being in one. Meanwhile, it's the wrong relationship. I can also say, like, there are a lot of people who you can look to in just the celebrity world who have found love at a later age in life, and they've spared themselves a divorce. They've spared themselves, you know, meeting and settling down with the wrong person. And yeah, maybe took some more time. Like the first person that comes to my mind is Amal Clooney. Whether you like her or not, it's not about that. It's more, here's someone who waited until she was what, 35, 36 to get married, but she married the right person and now they have a beautiful family, right? And that may have taken her a little longer. And if she had settled at 29 for someone who wasn't the right person, maybe she would have, you know, a lot less exciting of a life that she has now. So give yourself grace. You are right on time. Your train is right on time. And trust in your timeline. Here's another example. I have a second cousin, and maybe I've mentioned her before, who she got remarried at 50 and had a baby at 51. And her husband are so in love. And that's part of why it's important to like not settle. Because had she settled for the wrong person just for the sake of it, she would never have had this incredible new family and modern love story that she has today. Now, I'm not saying you're going to have to wait till you're 51 to have a baby or to get married, but what I am saying is it's never too late. And the more you start believing in yourself and trusting in your journey, the quicker you're going to meet that person. I have a client who's 54 years old. She was single for almost 2.5 decades, okay? Single for 2.5 decades, basically half her life. We started working together. We started shifting her mindset, working on her self-concept, and really rewiring her subconscious to believing that she deserves a great love story. And she was, in a matter of 6 weeks, able to manifest a boyfriend. Okay. Again, single for 2.5 decades, 6 weeks, manifested a boyfriend who treats her like a freaking queen. Listen, some people that love story happens sooner, some people it happens later in life. Just because it hasn't happened for you yet doesn't mean it's never going to happen. It could happen in 2 weeks. You have no idea who is still going to come into your life and change it. But it starts with you deciding that you deserve better and becoming the kind of person you want to attract in. I know I sound like a broken record. I've probably said it 100 times on this episode. But when you become the best version of you, You open the floodgates to so many more dating opportunities and better prospects. Now, you might feel like you're already the best version of you. But again, I implore you to ask yourself, am I showing up physically, spiritually, emotionally, and intellectually for myself in the best way I possibly can every single day? Ask yourself that, because if you are, you're probably going to feel pretty good about your life, and you're not going to be coming at it from a place of, I need to find someone, right? And again, age is a construct. Time is essentially an illusion. You are on the right path. I'd rather you hold out for the right person than settle for the wrong person prematurely because you want to fit in or check some societal norm box that says, oh, I'm in a relationship. I'd rather you be happy on your own and hold out for the right person than unhappy in a relationship and constantly feeling like you can do better. Now, one more thing I want to touch on before we close out this episode is, yes, we are living in a difficult time dating-wise. There are a lot of very vapid people. There are a lot of people who are constantly seeking something better. When you focus on being the best version of you, though, you're going to spot out and weed out those people very soon, early on into the process. You know, you're not going to tolerate players. You're not going to tolerate disrespect because you respect yourself so much. And other people who are that way too, if they're disrespectful or they're trying to just manipulate someone, they're not even going to bother with you, to be fully honest, because they're going to sense that you don't tolerate that kind of nonsense. So this is why it all goes back to really showing up for yourself. Now, how do you find a diamond in the rough? You become a diamond in the rough. I know it sounds, again, crazy. When you become the type of person you're trying to attract in, someone with integrity, someone with good value, someone who's optimistic, someone who's doing something with their life, who's cultivated incredible friendships, and who's, you know, if you're family oriented, cultivated a great family life, worked on yourself in all those capacities, you're going to naturally become very attractive to someone who's also similar, because real recognizes real. And yeah, you might have to kiss some frogs before you meet your prince or princess, but get comfortable and excited. And part of dating is like just going with the flow. And if you can't keep going with the flow because you've already done that, then take a break. You know, you don't have to do something you don't want to do. Recognize that you only need one at the end of the day. You don't need 100 people to like you. You don't need validation from every person you go on a date with. You just need the right person. And that person, and you got to believe this, is on their way. They are on their way, and you're going to meet them a lot quicker when you start stepping into personal growth, abundance, and asking yourself, okay, how can I start being the best version of me? Like, that needs to be at the forefront of your mind every single day. My personal practice, like, these are some things that I do every day to become the way that I am. First of all, I need to have at least one in-person interaction every single day. I work from home, I'm on social media, so it's very easy to become kind of like incubated in your silo when you live a lifestyle like mine. Every single day, I try to make a point to speak to at least one person in person, okay? Have a conversation in person, very important. And I think a lot of you guys who work from home can probably relate to that. Secondly, I meditate every single day, even if it's for 5 minutes. It really allows me to check in with myself and calm my body down. I also practice positive affirmations. I have done positive affirmations for almost a year now, to a point where I don't even need to read them off a piece of paper anymore because they just flow so naturally. Some of my positive affirmations are like, I'm married to money. I am open. I am wifey material. The right person is coming into my path. What I'm seeking is seeking me, right? These things should just be flowing off your tongue. A lot of you guys, I think, have insecurities that positive affirmations can help you overcome. Another one affirmation I really like is, I'm in perfect health. I'm in the best shape of my life. I also go to the gym as often as I can. Sometimes I miss a workout if I'm working, but I really try to prioritize fitness. If I can't go to the gym, I try to walk at least 10,000 steps a day, because you working out and you prioritizing your health releases endorphins. And I think you always feel better about yourself when you do those things. So push yourself to try to be in the best shape of your life if you can, or prioritize fitness. Also, the food that we eat, right? It really impacts how we feel about ourselves. I feel like crap when I just sit there and eat a whole box of cookies, which I've definitely done. So I really like to prioritize putting good foods in my body. And I try to be a good friend to my friends, because if I'm a good friend to them, they're going to be a good friend to me. And the more and better friendships I have, the more abundant I feel. And those friendships can always lead to something greater, right? One friend happens to know a guy who sets you up, boom. It sometimes happens that quickly. Also, I like to really create a life for myself. So through friendships and through getting involved in charities and having hobbies, I don't ever feel bored. And if you feel bored, that's a problem. So if you feel bored, seek out hobbies, really try to create a full life for yourself, because you're going to meet so many people through your hobbies. You're going to also be doing something you like, and you're probably going to be in environments where you're around people who are compatible to you. And I also am very focused on my goals, right? Having goals is so critical. Having good habits that funnel into your goals is so critical. And so when you do all of those things, you're going to find that you really enjoy your own company, and you become a lot more magnetic to the caliber of people you want to be in alignment with. That's where I would start. And also, just to leave you with, like, you know, some positive bits of info, you could meet the person of your dreams tomorrow. You could meet them in a month. You could meet them in 6 months. The question is, if that person walked into your life today, would you actually feel worthy of them? Would you feel ready, or would you self-sabotage? One of my favorite quotes is, you don't have to get ready if you stay ready. So start today and start with you. And you will find that when you focus inward, you don't put as much emphasis and pressure on everything that happens that is not in your control. Okay. I hope this was enlightening. I hope it wasn't too heavy. If you guys enjoyed this episode, please make sure you leave a rating and review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you are listening to this podcast. If you're watching on YouTube, please subscribe. And if there's a topic you would like to see in a future episode of High Value Dating, send me a DM or a voice memo over DM. Keep it short, like a minute. And you might be featured in a future episode. Anyways, it was a pleasure talking to you guys today. I'm sending you good energy through this podcast. Take it, claim it, and remember, the life that you want is already yours. It's just up to you to go and get it. Thanks for listening, guys, and I will talk to you next time. Bye.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.